This morning we're going to continue, glory to God, on our subject we started last week, the promise is to all the seed. And the promise, hallelujah, the promise is to all, not some, all the seed. I want to read again a text, a portion of it that we started last week. Then I want to go to Romans chapter 4 and where we stop. And with so much going on and so much disaster, torment, turmoil, and destruction, so many challenges, the world is just about gone crazy. But we still have peace and we still have joy. Amen. And what they are doing is not going to affect us because we're in the kingdom of God. But we are going to affect them and rescue, deliver anyone, everyone that we can, that we can get them into the kingdom, because this kingdom will never fail or change. It's a king. It's an everlasting kingdom. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 6, if you give it to me in the King James, I read it last week in the Passion. I want to read it. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. I read down through the 18th verse, but I want to get to one point here and then we'll move to Romans chapter 4. And verse 12 said that you not be slothful, but followers of them that through what? Faith and patience did what? Inherit the promises. Did what? Inherit the promises. You want to follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Now watch what happened. For when God made promise to who? Abraham. Because he swore by no greater, he swore by himself saying, surely, what? Blessing, I will bless thee. You can't get that any stronger. I will, I shall. And God said that to Abraham. And then he went on to add, and multiplying, I will do what? Multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently what? Endured. He did what? Attained the promise. And how was God going to bless Abraham and multiply him greatly? Well, that's what we're going to look at here in a minute. It's what we're going to look at. At this time, Abraham was childless. He was trying to get his servant in his household to become the heir. God said, no, the heir's coming out of Sarah's womb. You and Sarah are going to bring forth the heir. And so God promised him, made this statement to him, and I'll read and then we'll go to Romans. He said, for men verily swear by what? The greater. And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Stop all the argument. Because when you put the guaranteed, the oath, you ever buy something they told you, or money back, you took it back, they didn't say a word, but did what? because it would guarantee. So God made this promise to Abraham, and men swear by greater, but God said, because I could swear by no greater, I swear by myself. And if I don't come through, I will be a God, I will cease to exist. That's how sure this siege is coming forth. Now think about it as we go. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 1, so I might as well do it here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and what? See, when they preached these truths, it wasn't yea and nay, but what was it? But in him was what? Yes. Yea or yes. Hallelujah. For all. Say all.
All.
For all the promises, notice the plural, of God. How many promises of God? All the promises of God in him, in Jesus, are what? Yeah, yay. Oh, you could say yes. Yay, and in him, what?
Amen.
Amen. And amen be what? Mean, so be it. Unto the glory of God by us. And this is what he said. We preached it. Savinian and Timothy preached it. And every one of these promises is yes and amen. Now, here's where we're going. If we go to Romans chapter 4, I want to pick up at verse 13, and I'm going to intertwine them. Oh, well, I'm going to read some from the Passion, and I'm going to read some from the King James. Let the King James. Y'all ready? How many ready for a miracle? Are you ready? Are you really ready for a miracle to happen in your life? For the promise that, now watch this now. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to who?
Abraham
or to his seed through the law. And when Jesus showed up, and when even after he left, the Jews had that problem. Peter had it. They thought this gospel, these promises, was only to them and for them. Amen. But watch it. For the promises that he should be heir of the world. See, this world. See, many times we intertwine in it. Mix and think our thinking, our action, and we let ourselves get caught up in this world, and it will dominate you and cause and rob you of the thing that you should have in the world that you should be drawing from or living in. Hello? So let me read it again. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law. But through the what?
Righteousness
of faith. Okay? For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made what? Void. And the promise made of what? Is no promises is no good. We just read that he said all the promises. How many? It's what? Yes and amen. All right, keep going. Because the law worketh what?
Wrath.
For where no law is, there is no transgression.